WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Navasota businessman is hospitalized in San Antonio after being shot. Family members say Mike Vivaldi of Team Auto was attempting to break up a disturbance between a man and a woman when the man went to his truck, pulled out a gun, and fired at least two shots. The shooting was in the parking lot of a nightclub where Vivaldi and some friends went after going to the Spurs game against Miami. Vivaldi, who was initially in critical condition, has stabilized and is expected to make a full recovery. The gunman and the woman involved in the disturbance drove away together and have not been found. Wednesday morning, state officials will hold what amounts to a court hearing regarding a proposed private landfill west of Easterwood Airport.
While outside the College Station city limits, it is in the ETJ, or extraterritorial jurisdiction. And opponents are back before the city council at its last meeting. Chris Kling concerned about medical waste going into the landfill, while the applicant has talked about accepting construction debris and demolition material.
The city of College Station may appear on that occasion and request status as an affected person in the contested case. And I would urge the city of College Station to do that.
Wednesday's hearing begins at 10:30 in the Brazos County Commission's meeting room. Anyone can attend, but speakers are limited to those who can demonstrate how they would be adversely affected in a way not common to the general public. The landfill site's off Highway 60 west of Highway 47. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good Friday marked the 40th anniversary of the last American combat troops leaving Vietnam. Leaders of the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial recently announced they've reached 75% of their goal to construct a life-size memorial. Ann Boykin says they hope to complete fundraising to build and dedicate it in time for the 50th anniversary of the first U.S. involvement in 2015.
We have been named a commemorative partner in the United States 50th anniversary commemoration of the Vietnam War, and which was quite an honor. We had some folks from the Department of Defense who came down and saw the park. If our campaign continues as well as it has so far, there's a possibility we could dedicate this on Memorial Day of 2014 and then have an appropriate ceremony in 2015.
There's a link to the local Vietnam Memorial webpage on our website at WTAW.com. A motorcyclist was killed early yesterday morning at the intersection of Highway 6 and 14 just south of Bremond in Robertson County. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the collision between 21-year-old Jason Mitchell of Bridgeport's motorcycle and 53-year-old James Chimel of Bremond's truck was forceful enough that it knocked the truck sideways.
Obviously, the truck pulled out to the path of the motorcycle, but we're checking speed and everything else that we can as far as contributing factors to the crash, but we have not filed any charges at this time.
Morgan says Mitchell was wearing a helmet. And if you visited College Station's University Dog Park recently, you've noticed some additions. Kathy Bice of the Aggieland Humane Society gave an update at the last city council meeting.
And if you haven't been out there, they've done an amazing job of fencing two areas of that park for short dogs and tall dogs. You can see the little tubes and the little sitting stools and the little ramps.
Bice says private contributions of $10,000 paid for the improvements. And the state's smoking vehicle program allows people to file a report with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality when they're behind a vehicle spewing black smoke from its exhaust pipe. So far, some 60,000 Texans have been reported, but Terry Clausen with the TCEQ says the number of reports are down since the program began in 2007, and that's good news.
The program is working, that the vehicle inspections that are around the state are working.
Clausen says the program is voluntary and the repairs are voluntary, not mandatory. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 61 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Every weekend it's the same thing. My husband and his friends fussing over who gets to use the John Deere we got from Sioux Falls Prater. See, it's a 3038D compact tractor, so it'll do most anything around our place. Mow, dig, load, and it's easy to work with. Maybe I should tell them they can get one at 0% financing for 72 months. Nah, I'll just let them fuss. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends April 30, 2013. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See your dealer for details and other financing options.
Did you know you can take a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Glenn College. The May mini-mester runs May 13th through the 29th. You can take an online class and still go home for summer break, take a class you've been needing for your transcript, or take a class just to learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course. Search for classes and find out how to apply at Blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. or call us at 979-694-6900.
Good morning, 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business, for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Today, it looks like we'll have some showers crossing the area at some point. Temperatures will be 70 to 75 this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms are forecast for tonight. Lows will be near 60. We'll have showers and thunderstorms during the day tomorrow, highs 65 to 70. Showers will end tomorrow night, lows will be near 55. During Thursday, we'll have lots of sunshine, highs on Thursday only 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball hits the diamond tonight. Mel Dumazich is selected by the pros, and we've got good news for another A&M senior in track who has got one of the best times on the planet right now, as a matter of fact. We'll cover all that for you in sports. We'll do it for you at about 7:50.
All right, again, 7:13, and so as far as the rain is concerned, excuse me, not used to being talked, you know, I've been talked for a week.
Out of practice.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Anyway, most of the rain is south of Austin, and then kind of eastward over into Houston, but it's tracking slightly to the northeast. So a little bit of shower activity over in looks like Burleson County right now that should cross Brazos County. That kind of probably in the next 30 minutes. But as far as the significant rain activity, it's going to be a while before it gets here, maybe a couple of hours. But if you're headed down toward Houston, it's already inside Loop 610. So I heard Clip Howard talking yesterday about he was going to go down to the baseball opener at Houston, and apparently right around Waller and Cy Fair and that area.
Yeah, got hammered.
Yeah, really, really bad weather there. So I guess we didn't get any of that here, huh?
I didn't see any.
Okay. We get any rain at all?
Little drizzle.
Oh, well, okay. Snow-related road problems didn't spoil a Scottish couple's wedding. Claire Williamson and Rurdith McKay.
Rurdith?
I got weird names.
How are you spelling it?
R-U-A-I-R-I-D-H.
Huh. Oh, it's probably like Reeve or something.
Yeah, okay.
It's probably a Gaelic name.
Okay, it's a guy in a skirt. Anyway, said they arrived at the remote venue to find the building had no electrical power. They woke up Saturday morning to find a 10-foot snowdrift blocking the road. More than half of their 104 guests unable to make it there. Hey, how are we going to get the gifts if you don't show up?
Exactly.
Bride's mom was able to get some assistance from a tow truck, and the officiant was able to make it, although more than an hour behind schedule. That's all right. Just drink a little champagne. After receiving a ride.
That always makes things better.
Of course it does. He had to get a ride on a tractor to get to the wedding. It was candlelight for the most part. I guess so.
Sure.
A generator gave him enough power for a portable heater. Even the band eventually made it. They had been planning to do a second reception for guests, and so they'll see if they can do that at a later date. So, snow and no electricity. But again, see, that makes it a memorable wedding, right?
I mean, and they choose to live in Scotland.
So,
right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Well, at least they chose to get married in Scotland.
Which is not the end of the world, but you can see it from
that's
there.
That's right. It's, you know, you can decide if you want to be a part of all that.
It's not Scottish, it's crap.
All right, there we go. So we think that anything wrapped in green is good for us. According to the Washington Post, a new study confirms that we can be oh, by the way, if I do anything in the next day or two that y'all have already done, y'all just kind of play along. And I go, oh, hey, well, isn't that new and interesting?
Scott, yeah. That's what we always do.
Oh, good. Thank you. That's why I appreciate that. According to the Washington Post, a new study confirms that we can be duped into anything as long as it's wrapped in green. Turns out that we think candy stamped with a green label is healthier than candy wrapped in any other color.
Maybe I should wear green more often.
Well, but there's an interesting take on it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there's Kat. She's good for you because she's wearing green. healthier, I guess, would be. Now, why would people think that candy is healthier because it's wrapped in green?
How many people voted for Obama?
All right. Okay. Good point. That's scary. That's just scary. Anyway, a Cornell University researcher proved it by giving people two candy bars with a green label and the other with a red label, and then asked study participants viewing the two different colors how healthy they thought this candy was compared to others.
Candy.
Have they opened it up? Have they looked at it? I mean, I don't know if this is a green see-through or red see-through.
Is it like the organic kind of avocado green, or is it bright green?
Wasn't there. I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Wasn't there what happened. On a scale of 1 to 9, the candy bars with a green label ranked as healthier.
Hey, they don't do 10 either.
They don't. Okay. A healthy candy bar. Why wouldn't you just do a food product? But anyway, all right. So what are women scared of? What are women scared of? According to a new survey, about half of the women...
tell all my secrets on the
well,
air?
Well, no, you may not share these. This would be a
are
majority.
Are you saying I'm not a woman?
No, I'm saying these are a majority. You have to know that in these surveys, you don't agree with some of the results. So this is what they say. Almost half of women are scared to death of poverty. Poverty. That's a good fear, and it's shared by women in all income brackets. 6 in 10 women now consider themselves the family breadwinner, and 54% handle the family finances. Even women in the $200,000 plus bracket fear becoming a bag lady. Wow. Wow. Interesting. So,
cat's part of the way there with the cats.
Yeah. So,
you're so mean to
very
me.
Nice.
You just wait until there's a bag of cat poo on your doorstep.
7:18, you light it on fire and then you knock on his door is the way it works.
Yeah. Actually, I might even be, I'll take it a step further, line a tray with it and say, these are brownies.
Oh, very nice. 42% of women believe this intimidates a man. 42% of women believe this intimidates a man.
Talking.
Yeah. Is it their height, their father, or their financial success?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You didn't have deep thoughts on that
No,
list.
They didn't. No, but the answer is 42% of the women think their financial success intimidates men.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because then if the first thing that we talked about is true, in that women are scared of becoming bag ladies even if they make $200,000 a year, yet men are scared of a woman if she's financially successful.
I'd like to put part of that to rest. I would love to be, I would try
yeah,
to be kept for a while.
Okay.
I would be okay with trying that
okay,
for,
yeah,
for a bit.
Yeah, but doesn't a man have a natural need to provide?
No, I would like to be kept for a while.
Nah, because after all, we're guys. And I believe that that is probably part, I believe that that is part of the core male being that is starting to die off in even greater numbers.
So you mean this next generation is just happy to be in the Bachelor Palace playing video games?
Well, or no. Kevin said, kept is okay, too. They'll go for that. But no, I don't think at any point, look, we're guys to begin with. How often do we look in the mirror and just look at ourselves and go, oh, we're miserable losers? I mean, we don't do that. We look in the mirror and go, yeah, all right.
Even the fat guy goes, you know.
Yeah. I saw a guy fatter than me yesterday.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, believe me, guys, No. Guys are just fine with that.
Well, that goes back to the old adage. When a woman asks a man, what are you thinking? And the guy goes, nothing. He's not lying.
No. And that's...
sad.
Okay, now two guys competing, now that's something different, okay? That is something different.
You take
two guys who are like in the sales arena.
So basically the woman needs to make the man feel like he's competing against someone else? Or would he just give up?
No, women should make a man feel like he's perfect in every way.
Oh, God.
Because we know he's not. But no, that's what it's about is guys like to compete.
Who does he think he is, Mary Poppins?
Guys like to compete against other guys in the arena,
yes.
But they don't want to be
intimidated
by a woman.
But if he thinks he's perfect, why should he compete?
No, he doesn't think he is. He just wants to hear that
that's
he
right.
is.
Hello?
Yes, in today's diversified, politically correct society, keep me, please.
Yeah.
I'll be the Cabana Boy.
It's akin to Kat. It's akin to no. You're pretty.
Yeah,
you're so pretty. Yeah. You know, guys need to hear that.
I don't need to hear you're so pretty.
No, guys do.
No, guys. Again, we're talking about the shallowness, the lack of depth that make us male.
Y'all are breaking my heart.
Yeah, sorry, it's the truth. Hello.
Yes, God. How can she change him into what she wants if she's supposed to make him feel he's perfect?
Yeah. Hello.
Good morning. I have a short story.
All right, here we go.
Back home, a friend
Excuse
of mine.
Excuse me, it's a brief story, but go ahead.
Brief. Yeah, it is brief. It is brief.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There better be no briefs in this story.
Hush.
back home, a guy was told by a lot of his friends, you don't care that your wife makes more money than you do?
Uh-huh.
And he responded usually, no, she makes more money than you do, too.
Oh, yeah.
Atta boy.
Anything else from the peanut gallery? No kidding. That'll shut him up.
Yes, I will cry all the way to the yacht.
All right. Here we go. Coming soon, an app that will tell you instantly where Jennifer Lawrence bought her dress.
Oh, well, thank God for that.
Shazam, the company that brought you the app that identifies songs on the radio, which is a pretty cool app, just, oh, by the way. I don't know how that works, but that's one of those deals that you're just amazed by, is developing an app that will find and order the same outfit worn by someone on television. When it all works, your phone will recognize the image of an outfit on TV and search for it online. 9 times out of 10, it'll come up, you can't afford this, but there you go. Hello?
Well, who the heck is Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah, I know, that's true. I just used her as an example. Anybody, yeah, it could be Jennifer Aniston. It could be, you know, for, I guess, guys, too, you know, whatever they're wearing. But an app that will tell you what they're wearing and, again.
I can't tell you how long it's been since I've seen somebody on TV and went, ooh, I want that.
Yeah, well, again. Kat, you want to defend? Oh, well, excuse me.
No, most of the time when I'm on TV, the only stuff that really draws me in where I go, it's like a steaming chicken pie. Pizza commercials me in.
They'll tell you where to buy that. Yeah, you don't need an app for that.
Food.
That's really basically part of the message they want you to know. Stockton, California. Y'all heard about this. This is amazing. Now the most populous city in the U.S. to file for bankruptcy.
Ain't got no money.
After a decision by a federal judge. Now, the U.S. bankruptcy judge, his name is Christopher Klein, approved Chapter 9 protection for Stockton, saying it was necessary so the city could continue to provide basic services. Bondholders are mad, though, because here's what happens. This city, which, by the way, has 300,000 people. It's in the northern part of the state. It's south of Sacramento.
Okay. So that would be like Waco?
Yeah. Uh-huh. What do you mean like Waco?
Waco in size.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like,
ballpark.
Yeah, something like that. So here's the deal. The bondholders are angry because Stockton wants to reduce its debt payments, okay, the money that it owes all its creditors, but it doesn't want to cut back the pension funds. They want to keep the pension fund whole, but they want their creditors to get pennies on the dollar for what they've actually owed. which, by the way, are scheduled to pay out millions in the next 10 years, the pension plans. So, and the judge goes along with this. The judge says this is okay. The judge says that the city can fully fund its pension fund, but it doesn't have to pay back the creditors that it owes. See, I think that stinks right there.
I do, too.
Yeah. Of course, again, the judge may be one of the pensioners there.
That is, now, see, he would have to recuse himself.
Yeah, right. There, anyway, so they are a landmark case because some areas under Chapter 9, like Jefferson County, Alabama, and San Bernardino, California, are also trying to make deals with bondholders. Bloomberg News details the talks between Stockton and its creditors, but the battle may not be over. But they're saying it's just not working. The judge ruled that the bondholders can still try to stop the city from restructuring that plan. Now, the $900 million that Stockton owes to the California Public Employees Retirement Fund, okay, to cover pension promises, its biggest debt. The city so far has kept up with the pension payments. Aha! We're going to go ahead and, again, fund our pension completely, but not pay the bills that we owe. Not pay the bills that we owe. Yeah, not pay the bills that we owe. Gosh, doesn't that sound like any number of people? And now you've got cities wanting to do this.
Yeah.
This is a scary, really scary situation. And what happens also, their unemployment rate is 18%. We were talking about this the other day. The problem is that 18% are people who absolutely cannot find a job anyplace else, or they don't have the means to move out of Stockton, California. I mean, the people that are left there are the people who have no place else to go. Stockton will become, let's just say it would be difficult to head the Chamber of Commerce there, shall we?
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The bank and trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 726. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY. 70% chance of showers today and tonight. 75 will be our high temperature today, about 63 tonight. Then we'll have a 60% chance of showers kind of hanging around on Wednesday. It'll be 50-50 on Wednesday night. Then they're out of here for the end of the week. 63 for a high temperature on Thursday, about 72 on Friday, and near 80 on Saturday. And again, the winds and the rain mostly out to the west of us right now, but kind of marching to the northeast, so we'll probably get some certainly before noontime. Right now, winds out of the northeast at 5, 90% relative humidity, mostly cloudy skies, and we've got 62.
Green Teams welcomes Capture Technology at Crescent Point to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Capture Technology at Crescent Point uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On Friday, the Washington Post published an op-ed by Charlotte and Harriet Childress, identical twins, who are described as researchers and consultants on social political issues. The title of their piece is White Men Have Much to Discuss About Mass Shootings. The Childress twins ask us to imagine a reaction if African-American men and boys were committing mass shootings month after month, year after year. Charlotte and Harriet claim that if black leaders had the gall to say anything after a black shooter committed an atrocity like Sandy Hook, the public would tell them to fix their own culture and shut up. But when the criminals and leaders are white men, the twins write, race and gender become the elephant in the room. Charlotte and Harriet then list the white sins. White boys are behind almost every mass shooting. White men run the NRA. White men are leaders in Congress, the Tea Party. White men and boys produce and use video games and violent entertainment. White men buy and sell guns and run gun shows. But, and this is a quote, women and girls with mental health issues are not picking up semi-automatic weapons and shooting school children. You see, for the left, it's acceptable to blame race and gender if white men are the villains. The authors wouldn't dare draw such conclusions where minorities are responsible, like the daily death count in Chicago. And if they did, their racist diatribe would be rejected by the Washington Post as intellectually unfit to print.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and life savings is on your tax forms. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and my special 10% discount. Or call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A collision early yesterday morning killed a motorcyclist just south of Bremond. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says 21-year-old Jason Mitchell of Bridgeport was killed on impact at the intersection of Highway 6 and 14 after a truck, driven by 53-year-old James Chimel of Bremond, pulled into his path.
When he hit the motorcycle, he got ejected, and then the truck was actually knocked sideways on impact. The motorcycle driver, Mr. Mitchell, was killed at impact. He was wearing a helmet.
Morgan says they're still looking at speeds and contributing factors to the crash, and they haven't filed any charges at this time. A trip to San Antonio ended in the hospital for a Navasota businessman. Mike Vivaldi of Team Auto, who was shot in the chest, is expected to make a full recovery. Family members say Vivaldi was with friends at the Spurs game against Miami, then went to a nightclub. In the club's parking lot, walking to his car, Vivaldi tried to intervene in a fight between a man and woman. The man got a gun from his truck and fired at least two shots. Police are still looking for the shooter and the woman who drove away after the gunfire. The College Station City Council continues to be asked to go on the record against a proposed private landfill off Highway 60 west of Highway 47.
Last year, state officials delayed final approval following last-minute opposition to the collection of demolition materials and construction debris. Many live in the brushy community, including Dorothy Butler.
We just need people to try to put themselves in our position and just think of having a landfill out where you live, with all kind of debris and all matters of germs.
Wednesday morning at 10:30, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality will be in Bryan, holding what amounts to be a civil court hearing. The only speakers will be those who can prove how the landfill will negatively affect them in a way not common to the general public. The hearing takes place in the Brazos County Commission's meeting room. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Leaders of the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial have announced that they've achieved 75% of the funding for the next project. Ann Boykin says it's a life-size bronze recognizing those who served in Vietnam.
And this will incorporate a fuselage and a kind of a cutaway of soldiers jumping out of the helicopter onto the ground. We felt very strongly that this was a war of our contemporaries, and they certainly did not get the welcome home that they deserved. And we really wanted to emphasize that this was an opportunity for us and for the community to come together and honor them.
Good Friday marked 40 years since the last American combat troops left Vietnam, and the year after next will be the 50th anniversary of when U.S. involvement began. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find a link to the Vietnam Memorial, the largest of the seven to be built so far. College Station's University Dog Park has been improved thanks to private contributions to the Aggieland Humane Society.
The people who take their dogs out there and know a little bit about agility or want to train their dogs have really enjoyed the equipment that's been installed. The equipment package was about a $10,000 gift, and we appreciate the animal lovers that helped us be able to make this to the community.
Executive Director Kathy Bice told the City Council there are two fenced areas containing tubes and ramps, one for larger dogs and one for smaller breeds. And there's some temporary relief for Border Control agents. Every federal agency is facing a belt tightening thanks to the sequester, but the Border Patrol is now postponing a plan to put agents on furlough and cut their pay. Sean Moran with the National Border Patrol Council is skeptical.
We're just afraid that down the road they're going to try it again, possibly tied with immigration reform.
He says the feds should make the relief permanent. WTAW News time is 7:36. It's 62 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by health grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
You know, the springtime has arrived, and so as a result, we feel like we're going to be seeing temperatures going up rather than going down, and that is what happens. And we've had a pretty mild winter, which was nice. Keep your fingers crossed that'll continue. But the folks at Intercon want to remind you that only in the very coldest weather do you possibly see that your windows are not doing what they should be doing, and that is keeping that outside air from creeping into your house. But that air exchange is going on all the time. You just may not notice it when it's really cold. They're not energy efficient in the winter, then they're not going to be energy efficient during the summer. And that's where Intercon comes in. All it takes is one phone call to Oscar and Brad Beard, the folks at Intercon. They'll come out to your site, have a look at your windows, and then they'll make you some suggestions as to whether or not you should replace the windows or repair the windows that you have there. They'll give you the estimate, then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure when you deal with Intercon. But the other thing may be that you're about to build. If you bring in experts to talk to you about other parts of your home, why shouldn't windows be one of those? Because remember, builder's-grade windows are not the most energy efficient. So get an expert when it comes to windows. That's Intercon. 823-3639, Intercon.
Half-Price Books in the month of April, a perfect fit. When there's a world of new and used books on any subject, records, CDs, movies, games, and almost everything is half price or less, besides the old tax return, April definitely calls for a return to your neighborhood Half-Price Books. Just think about what's happening in April. Jazz Appreciation Month and Record Store Day. Half Price Books has tons of vinyl, CD box sets, biographies of your favorite artists. It's also Confederate History Month, an amazing selection for every history buff. Earth Day. And just think how much Half Price Books has helped the environment by making great books we've enjoyed available to others. It's also Financial Literacy Month. So hurry to your neighborhood Half Price Books and learn just how much you can save on what you love to read, watch, or listen to. Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. To find out more about the store nearest you, visit halfpricebooks.com.
Good morning, 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. Here are the numbers.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build southward out of Canada. Right now, what it's doing is it's drawing moisture up from the Gulf. We'll be seeing clouds and a few showers, high 70 to 75 today. Showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two tonight, lows around 60. Showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow, high 65 to 70. The rain will taper off tomorrow night. It turns cooler, 55. Sunny and only 60 to 65 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up in about 12 minutes, we'll get you caught up with Fighting Texas Aggie Baseball. Mel Dumazich is selected in the NPF draft. We'll find out what that is coming up just a little bit. And good news on Kevin Ware, the Louisville guard. He may be released from the hospital as early as today. We'll share all that more with you in sports coming up here in about 12 minutes.
Attention, aspiring cooks. Attention, aspiring cooks.
I'm listening.
You might want to be careful what you wear to your next burglary.
What am I, a hamburglar?
Very nice. I'm going to, we're going to Gilmer, Texas for this story. Beautiful Gilmer. Went to a wedding there once. Got a speeding ticket on the way home. Couldn't wait to get out of Gilmer. Police in Gilmer on the lookout for a guy who broke into a Dairy Queen there. Police say he was in such a hurry to escape, his sagging pants fell off. Officers found the overly baggy, low-hanging pants on the street, along with the $550 that the guy stole.
Oh.
Apparently, and his britches?
Yep. Loot was still in the pockets. Thief is still on the loose. So look for guys not wearing pants in Gilmer, Texas, I guess.
Losing your shirts, you lost his pants.
I mean, would you not...
They caught him with his... Though they didn't catch him with his pants down.
Would you not want to stop and turn around and get the money? Of course, he may have... I mean, again, he must not have been chased because we didn't hear about that. But, gosh. Okay, so in a sales catalog, Macy's accidentally advertised a $1,500. Did you hear about this?
I did.
$1,500 necklace for $47?
No.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that yesterday. Yeah. If you're an aspiring graphic artist,
yeah,
they're probably looking.
Yeah, they probably are. I guess it pays to read those things that come in the newspaper. Apparently, the advertising department in Macy's dropped the 9 from the ad. It was supposed to be a super buy at $479. Instead, obviously, it became a whole lot better than that.
Oh, man.
$47. Obviously, Macy's declined to say how many lucky shoppers got one of those. Price went back up to $479 after the staff was able to correct the pricing error in the jewelry departments on the store doors.
Man.
Yeah, I imagine they got that information out as quickly as they could.
Holy mackerel.
Just amazing. Okay, we were talking about yesterday being April 1 and, April Fool's Day and the little pranks that you should play. And again, the successful ones are the ones where you can get a whole lot of people kind of shocked over it or whatever. Justin Bieber, and I know you guys probably talked about him every day I was gone, but...
Strangely, Scott, I never got to that.
We talked about Justin Bieber off the air.
Oh, did you?
We were talking about there is a Twitter account for God. Uh-huh. And the only person he follows is Justin Bieber.
Ah,
that was a conversation we had with Louis from Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, yesterday being April Fool's, Justin Bieber tweeted, quote, as promised, taking all fan phone calls today, and then he gave this number. Talk to you soon, end quote. Well, the joke, however, is that this was the toll-free number that is used on the gossip website TMZ.com. This is their tip line. And so not only were they inundated with calls, what's really cool is that...
Bieber got them back.
Well, and it costs them money. Every call that comes in costs TMZ money. So not only did he tie up their phone lines, but he cost them some bucks. So, again... And I'm not saying you should do that. I'm just saying he probably got even.
He probably didn't think through that it would cost them money.
Oh, I don't think he cared. No, I don't think he cared, to be honest.
Absolutely.
They've probably been at him a time or two. I'm not sure.
Not after he landed in Germany this week and got his monkey taken away.
Did he?
He didn't have the correct papers, so they took away his chaplain monkey.
God, you know, I'm so glad that she's following him because I don't have
I'm not
time.
Following
well,
him.
Well, you seem to know a lot about him.
No, it just, he's
I'm
been just in the saying. News. It just popped up.
I'm just saying.
It just popped up.
All right, a New Hampshire woman allegedly called 911 because she was hungry. Well, she wasn't exactly starving.
Was she on
death.
Pot?
No, when firefighters arrived at her home, 57-year-old Elizabeth Nemi told them she desperately needed some help ordering Chinese takeout. She was arrested for misuse of 911. She couldn't figure it out.
She probably was high.
Why do you say that?
I mean, come on. Chinese takeout.
Hello?
Calling the police.
Welcome back, Scott.
Oh, thank you. Okay, well.
He's happy to have you back, too.
Home of weird news. Ah, yes, good for you. Anyway, so let's. So has your loved one died? Will there be.
Oh, my God.
What a segue.
By the premise, by the bit. Okay. So has your loved one died? Will there be very few attendees at the funeral? Okay, that would assume that this is somebody who, you know, was not known. Well, here's a solution. It's rent a mourner.
Oh, my gosh.
Not to be morbid, but if you've ever been to a funeral, sometimes it could be a little embarrassing. I guess if people care about it. See, you care how many or how few people show up at a loved one's funeral?
No.
I really. But again, there are some shallow people who probably do feel this way. So you may
By
feel,
the way, while you were gone, we talked about crashing funerals. Anyway, continue.
Crashing funerals?
Yeah, we were talking
You've
about.
You've done this before?
I've considered it. I haven't done it.
What do you do when you crash a funeral?
Well, I was planning to go in and take notes, and we were talking about how it's kind of fascinating how people react in different ways to death.
Let me clarify something. You said that. I didn't.
Well, did y'all have a discussion? Did Kevin talk about funerals that he'd crashed before?
No, Kevin hasn't done it either.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
What made you think about that?
Because you were talking about funerals
just
now.
What made you think about ever crashing a funeral?
Oh, just because I'm interested in writing. Being a writer.
Okay.
And okay. Funeral. I'm fascinated by the way families act in a funeral.
No. Well, you don't think that you might be kind of infringing on
no,
personal
we were talking,
time?
They were talking about crashing a funeral to eat the food. I wouldn't eat the food.
Oh.
I would just go to observe. I would dress nicely. I would be respectful. But, you know, there's like 100 people there that nobody knows. I've been to lots of funerals where people that I cared about died, and I didn't know everybody there. So I just think
Tom and I attended a funeral of a mutual friend. This is obviously a few years ago since Tom doesn't work here anymore. But we were coming out of the church and we're walking out together and just chatting about whatever. And a lady actually calls across to us. She's about 10, 12 feet away. Hey, do you know what they're serving at the reception? I'm trying to decide whether I should stay or go buy lunch.
Normandy Tractor, low prices, yeah. Large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Normandy Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Normandy Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Normandy Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Normandy Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. See them at normandytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Every good marriage is built on a foundation of patience and understanding. And that's never more true than when your wife has abuse in her past. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. By just about anyone's standards, Caitlin was a beautiful lady. The trouble is, she didn't feel that way about herself. Lots of women say they're unhappy with their bodies, but for an abuse survivor, the dissatisfaction goes much deeper than their reflection in the mirror. It's a wound felt deep in their soul. Caitlin, for example, was nearly in tears when it came time for her husband to see her on their wedding night. She stayed in the bathroom for almost 20 minutes and wouldn't come out until he'd turned off all the lights. Fortunately, Caitlin's husband understood he needed to be delicate with his wife's self-image. It's what all husbands should comprehend, but especially if your wife has abuse in her past. Sexual abuse is a deeply shaming experience, often leaving women unable to see anything beautiful in themselves. So be delicate with your wife's wounds. Offer her loads of reassurance, encouragement, and affirmation. Don't consider it to be playful if you make comments about her size, weight, or shape, which can send her spiraling into despair. Understand her needs and treat her like the priceless treasure she is. To learn more about coming alongside your spouse, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball will try to get back on track tonight as they host the UTSA Roadrunners to start an 8-game homestand. The Maroon and White have played well at Olsen Field this season, sporting a 14-3 record. The Aggs enter the homestand with a 9-game home win streak and are 8-0 in midweek games this year. The boys of Summit are looking to build on momentum following being swept by South Carolina this past weekend, and it's the first time the Aggs have been swept since April of 2012. First pitch tonight, 6:35, and it's all live here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M senior Mel Dumazich was selected by the Chicago Bandits as the 15th overall pick in the 2013 National Pro Fast Pitch Draft. That draft happened yesterday. The number 22 Texas A&M women's golf team moved up two places into seventh place in the SDSU Invitational in Rancho Santa Fe, California. The Aggies shot a fifth lowest round of the day, and they climbed the leaderboard to seventh. Top-ranked Southern Cal leads the field at 11-under. A&M senior sprinter Amiri Webb was recognized as the men's national athlete of the week. Webb was also named the Texas Relay's most outstanding performer after winning the 100-meter in world-leading and his career-best time. And that puts him number 8 on the all-time Aggies list. Webb also ran on the two winning relay teams as the Aggies claimed the 4x100 and 4x200, both current U.S. and collegiate leaders in time on both of those races. Kevin Ware, the Louisville guard who broke his tibia in horrific fashion during the Cardinals' Elite Eight game Sunday against Duke, is hoping to be discharged from an Indianapolis hospital today as he returns to his teammates in school. Here's Cardinals coach Rick Pitino.
The doctors here have been tremendous. The hospital's been tremendous. And they operated right away on him. He's not in any pain. So we're real pleased with that. He'll come back tomorrow to Louisville and travel with the team to Atlanta.
Staying now with the NCAA, Tubby Smith has agreed to terms to become the next coach at Texas Tech and run their basketball program. The school made that announcement late Monday night. In the NHL, Victor Fats has had 26 saves for his third shutout of the season, leading the Anaheim Mighty Ducks to a 4-0 victory over the reeling Dallas Stars.
Comes back right around an Oxic screen pick and roll. The bouncer and another dunk for Omer Asik, who has 22 points to tie a career high.
Asik kept that 22 points and added 18 rebounds, and the Houston Rockets beat the Orlando Magic 111-103. Mike Conley drove for a layup with 0.06 seconds left, and the Memphis Grizzlies rallied to beat the Spurs 92-90. That runs the Grizzlies' winning streak to three games in a row. And finally, on a sad note, Jack Pardee, one of Bear Bryant's Junction boys at Texas A&M, went on to become an all-pro linebacker and NFL coach, has passed away. He has survived with melanoma when he was 28 years old in the middle of his 15-year NFL run. Pardee played three seasons at A&M and was drafted 14th overall in the first round of the 57th draft by the Los Angeles Rams. He played for L.A. from 57 to 64, sat out a year to deal with his melanoma, and played seven more seasons. He finished his playing career with the Washington Redskins in 1973. Pardee and his wife Phyllis were married for more than 50 years and have five children and 12 grandchildren. Funeral arrangements are pending. Pardee was 76 years old. That's your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
This is no April Fool's sale. Hi, this is David with Kairos Truck Center inviting you to our annual tent sale, April 5th and 6th. We'll have factory reps on hand, refreshments, and great deals on all our Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler zero-turn mowers. This year, cut your mowing time in half with a zero-turn rider from Kairos Trucks. Come take a test drive and take advantage of the great prices and financing available during our tent sale. Come see us Friday and Saturday, April 5th and 6th at Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com. Or call 229-9051 today.
Folks, at David Gardner's, you know, for, I guess, maybe, well, certainly more than 30 years, have been designing jewelry for you for a special occasion that's very personal for you. And, again, David's own designs and then designs from other jewelry folks as well. They're in his display cases. And still in all, if that means that we haven't found exactly what you're looking for, then know that David Gardner's can manufacture jewelry for you right there at 911 University Drive, and they can have it ready for you for that special occasion that may be very personal. Obviously, you have occasions like Valentine's Day or whatever that are going to be celebrated by a lot of people on that date, but you have an anniversary or birthday or maybe birth of a child, whatever it happens to be that you want to highlight with a piece of jewelry, then if you can't find it already created there at David Gardner's, they'll be glad to build it for you, and they have fun doing it. And remember, you go in and you say, this is what my budget is, this is what I want to do. They'll take you through the store, they'll show you the choices, and let you make the decision on that so that you'll know more about jewelry than you probably knew when you went in, and certainly that you'll find that there is something that fits your budget at David Gardner's. They're your authorized Rolex dealer, and they do authorized Rolex service as well. That's David Gardner's, 911 University.
Termite season is here, so protect your home immediately. Termites look just like flying ants, so people usually don't even know that their house is being destroyed from the inside out. So if you have mysterious bugs flying around your house, call EcoZap Pest Control today. EcoZap is the only company in BCS with Blazer, the termite detection dog. Plus, EcoZap will beat the other guys by 20%. So call EcoZap Pest Control for 20% off any termite or pest treatment. Call 3147-RUF. That's 3147-RUF.
Hi, I'm Bob. My wife and I have been working with Robin Roberts, certified consulting hypnotist, to drop the weight, and it's worked. Her virtual gastric band program combined with her great meal plan has helped us drop over 40 pounds so far. We've made lasting changes to how and what we eat, and Robin's been with us every step of the way. You never feel like do this or else. She has been a big help, so worth the effort. Give her a call. She can help you drop the weight, get a new lease on life. Visit RobinRobertsCH.com.
It's a 7:58, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Look in your wallet. Which bills make you happier, those smooth, crisp new ones, or those dirty, old, crumpled, well-worn ones?
You're operating under the assumption that there are bills in my wallet.
Ah, there you go. Okay. Well, you know, the deal is, it's kind of interesting. A study shows the crisper the money, the less likely you are to spend it.
Oh.
Because everyone wants to get rid of old, dirty money as fast as possible.
Huh.
As for why, we're basically grossed out by the thought of those dollars that have been touched by so many people. So there you are. I don't know. I'm not sure that I like.
Nuke your money in the microwave.
Yeah, I don't like new dollars because they stick together. First thing I do is crumple them.
Yeah, I put a wrinkle in them too.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, again, unless it's that Canadian money, you know, that's plastic that won't wrinkle.
But it will melt in a Texas car.
Apparently, yeah, we think it will. It's pretty weird that's going on. But anyway, hey, the Walking Dead ratings for season 3's finale were the show's best yet. 12.4 million viewers tuned in. Since its debut, The Walking Dead has been a ratings winner for AMC, breaking the cable ratings record. Season 3 broke ratings records with 10.9 million. But again, the finale was at 12.4 million. Which is, and you know, that's more than, I think, The Bible, which did very, very well. And Game of Thrones returned on Sunday night, and it did well, but it didn't do anything like that. Again, Walking Dead. You guys watch that?
No.
You know, I've seen about 15, no. I mean, I watched a minute and a half. I watched a minute and a half of it. It's a lot of people who are dead. I don't know if you know that.